morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday, the 2nd of May. Early May means one thing, and that's Warrnambool, and the ball is well and truly on the horizon. Good luck to anybody heading down there for the week of racing that kicks off on Tuesday. But a big show coming up in the next couple of hours. We're going to take an in-depth look at the pre-program at Bendigo today with Harry White. Ben Ascari will be along from racing.com. Plenty to talk about in the world of football with John Ralph. Trav Noonan will take us through Bairnsdale before we jump on the Form Express, and then Luke Humphreys to take us through the trots, and George Faruja, a big wrap of the Warrnambool Cup heats that were sensational there on Thursday night leading into the Cup on Wednesday. But we'll kick it off with Bendigo. Track rating is a good four. Joining me to go through the program, Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found the program at Bendigo today?
It's okay. The first sort of half of the car, there's a lot of favourites, and then I thought that the quaddy legs were a bit competitive, so hopefully we can make some money there.
Fingers crossed that punters can continue building their bank after following Dino into a $6,000 quaddy yesterday. First event on the program is a maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 9 and 11. Sugartown is a short price favourite. First up from a spell at $1.60. Full pro, but debutante off an impressive trial, $4.60. Lunchtime red, $8.50. Flying Finch at $10. Liberalised, $11. Out to Amazeballs at $23.
Yeah, shorty to kick off the day, Brendan. Sugartown beat all bar Vowmaster first up on debut last prep. That's a pretty good form reference, I thought. She then beat all bar Diamonds, who we've seen recently win a handy benchmark 64. Jump out was good. I think it's an extremely winnable race. I think the stable and connections can be confident she gets the job done. Obviously, there's just no price at all. Number six, Lunchtime Red, sparks my interest at a bit of a price. A recent jump out was good, but last prep he kicked off over 7 furlongs and stayed at that trip. A 1,000-metre trip is a query, but in a race with heaps of speed on, I think he could be finishing off late. Flying Finch was only run down late first up at track and trip last prep. Could give sight again, and Full Probe, as you mentioned, the Hickmont first starter, won a trial quite impressively of late and definitely wouldn't surprise. 12-6-3-4.
12-6-3-4 from Harry. Same four numbers, just a little bit of a different order here for mine. And with Sugartown, though, we had a really good preparation, as Harry's outlined, behind Vowmaster and Diamonds. Jump out was strong there at Flemington and finds a winnable race here first up. Number 12 to beat four, Full Probe. Excuse me. Trialled really well at Echuca against some experienced and handy horses in Ashlaw and Snitzpeg. Had those horses really chasing him late. It was a nice trial. Three, Flying Finch, resumes his preparation, was good here first up last prep, trialled well at Wagga in the lead up to this, and then number six, Lunchtime Red, another one that's jumped out well through a nice jump out at Bendigo recently. So 12 is the favourite, but you wouldn't be surprised if it was knocked off by a few of the others. 12, 4, 3 and 6 for mine in the opening event on the program. Two-year-old is race number two, and this is a really interesting race. There are no changes here. Prince Alexander, through betting, has had the support, has been $7 down to $3.30, now $3.40 is the fixed favourite. Nato Amar at $3.60, Bring the Stars at $5, Man of Heart, a debutante $6, Andalusia $8.50, Brilliant Speed $12, and then Admoni at $16. A competitive race here. Harry, what did you make of this one?
Yeah, quite difficult to sort out, I thought. Probably a low-confidence race for me. I'm with Mateo Ma. I thought ran quite well in the showdown a few weeks back. Based on that effort, I think looks well-placed in a field like this. Obviously, the widest gate. A bit of a knock, but he just needs to find a good spot in the run to prove competitive. Breeding suggests the 1,400 metres will be no issue. Louisa, if that's how you say it, with blinkers going on, I could make a case for. She's probably entitled to finish a little better when getting a clear run first up, but she'll be fitter. Prince Alexander weaved his way through, got to the line well first up at Geelong, giving the impression he'd relish this sort of trip. And Bring the Stars, got completely detached from the field at the back first up on debut, but got home really well, running into second, and he could probably make a case for a few more. 6-9-8-3.
6-9-8-3 from Harry. I'm with 8, Prince Alexander. thought his work was good at Geelong off a slow speed fresh, and the step out to 1400 metres is going to suit, and the punters are on side. He's been the supported runner since the markets have gone up, and he went up at $7 down to $3.40 now. On top of 19, DeLucia gets blinkers for the first time. Could have done with some room earlier, fresh at Mornington over 1,200 metres. Stay back to the inside there, but from the wide, you expect her to be out and rolling and putting herself into the race a little bit earlier today. In for third, number five, Man of Heart. Looked to have plenty to offer in a recent Cranbourne trial. And six, Matteo Mar, wide run told on Debu and then just held his ground in a strong race there at Caulfield last time, but I don't think this is much easier, and I'm happy to play Prince Alexander here, 8, 9, 5 and 6 in the second event on the program. Race number 3 of 8 is a 3-year-old, this race over the 1400 metres, and the main horses in betting are the scratchings from this race. 1, Belscore City, 2, Poets Warrior, and 5, Town of Flyer are the withdrawals here, 1, 2, 5. Rider for 3, Razor Warrior, is Declan Bates. Dallas Cowgirl is a favourite, $1.60. Little Miss Dotty, $2.80. Then Razor Warrior, 10. Reckless Moon, 14. Tester's Style at 19. And Scorch the Turf is the Ruffy at $26. But Dallas Cowgirl down to $1.60, Harry, really from a process of elimination of those that were going to be right in the market coming out.
Yeah, look, the race runs at 2 o'clock. If you're having a late lunch or opening the bar early or doing something, it's probably the time to do it. It's just a lacklustre maiden after those key scratchings. I think the race has probably been gifted to Dallas Cowgirl, closed off strongly. First up into the minor money, will relish 1400 metres. Little Miss Dotty ran last in a recent jump out, which probably isn't ideal, but her best effort last prep over this trip was at Wangaratta, and she finished third behind Sea Princess and Infitar, which is a decent enough form reference. Razor Warrior and Test Du Style get a mention because they have to. 6, 7, 3, 9.
6, 7, 3, and 9 from Harry. I'm going with Dallas Cowgirl as well. Closed it off well enough at Echuca to probably win this race. 8 in for second, Reckless Moon. Didn't mind the trial of Reckless Moon, particularly the early part. Comes through the same trial as the Hickmont first starter that goes around earlier on in the program in full pro. But being by Poissons de Lune, she showed a lot of speed, but then by halfway she was starting to, by the turn, she was just starting to feel it a little bit. She was sitting 3 deep outside Ashlaw as well, so that can give you some indication of how quick they were going. So she might be able to get up on the speed and take some advantage of that and be hard to run down. Little Miss Dotty in for third. She was just fair, I thought, in her most recent jump out, but she does have a couple of placings to her name. And then 3, Razor Warrior. But I concur with Harry, if you've got something else to do at 2 o'clock today, it might be a good opportunity to take advantage of it. 6, 8, 7 and 3, race number 3. Race number 4 on the program. This is over 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 70. Scratching here is Cash for Diamonds, number 6. Prince of Helena is the $2 favourite. Reformers, $3.50. Copper Fox, $6.58. Queen Guinevere, $11. Alphotic. And then Shakespeare, $12. The Poor Man's Abel at $23. Harry, your thoughts here on race number 4?
I'm glad to see Prince of Helena drift out a point or two, because I think $1.80 was a bit skinny. $2 plus, probably a bet. The horse has been freshened. It's jumped out nicely between runs. His form this prep's good, particularly the form lines we get from his last two runs after he won 3 back. I do agree with the market. Deserved favourite. Reformist, I thought, was the danger. Resumes with a handful of gear changes. I like him kicking off straight over the mile. And I think the opportunity presents itself to be more forward in the run. He's 1 from 1 at track and trip, and it was in a similar sort of race. Copper Fox nearly knocked off Prince of Helena back in February. Did have a more economical transit, but is screaming out for the mile. And then Queen Guinevere jumped sharply back in trip from 2,400 metres, likes to get back and finish off. She's a handy runner in this grade, just not sure about this trip. 4-1-3-7.
4-1-3-7. In a race where I wasn't sure, I'm going to tip the outsider of the field here, the Poor Man's Abel. He would have liked it much wetter than it is. Former Kiwi, now in the care of Patrick Payne. His runs in New Zealand early last preparation over 1,500 and 1,600 metres were really good. He has been gelded since the visors have come off, but he was racing up on speed in those races, and there's no clear leader in this race. So we're going to get a clear indication of how much work he's out there to do today. As I say, would have liked it a little bit softer, but if he can get up on the speed, there's a lot of back markers behind him that might take a little bit to wind up. So I'm happy to play him at $8 to run top two. Number two, the poor man's Abil. He's had a jumps trial. He's had a couple of hurdle starts in New Zealand, and his jumps trial was really good down there at the Bull over 1,200, over 2,400. So he's going to be sharp, and I think he might be able to run top two in this race at an attractive price. On top of number one, Reformist, he resumes. He's twice a winner fresh in his preparation. He's worked with solid late in an Evoker jump out. In for third, number four, the favourite Prince of Helena, will be better for the run at Sandown last time out at 1,600 metres, but just got a little query on him at the trip, Prince of Helena, and then seven, Queen Guinevere. Had a month between runs, much more effective over further, but you wouldn't be surprised to see her finishing it off. But just taking a little gamble here with the poor man's Abil to get up on the speed and take some running down. Two to beat one, four and seven in race number four. Race number five on the program is a benchmark 64. We head out to the 2,200 metres here for this event, and we see some interesting, a filly going around here, a couple of fillies that might be looking to press on to Adelaide in this race, and one of them is the favourite. Scratchings here are 1, 5 and 14. Till It's Over at $4.60. He is $5 with Nordic Prince. Slip into this at 6. Miss Changa at $8. My Alley Rocket $9.50 for Marinated, and then Boss and the Moss, best of the rest at 14. Till It's Over for Tatum, Bull and Paul Prusker is the favourite. Harry, who are we tipping in the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm with Till It's Over. The horse was $6.50 this morning. I turned around, came back, and it's into $4.40. So good market support. I'm just sad I couldn't get a better price. I thought ran very well in the Vobis size guineas after being back and wide throughout. Certainly got a pass mark first up when finishing on the heels of the minor money place getters behind a tearaway winner. I think straight to this trip from a mile will suit. Gets in light with Tatum Bull claiming 2 kilos. Watch for a late. Number seven, He Is. Ran well at track and trip last start in similar grade. Number 11, Nordic Prince, was only narrowly denied, notching up a hat-trick last start. Looks well-placed, and the market agrees. And slip into this coming off a last start win. Goes in for fourth. Form prior has stacked up solidly since as well. 12-7, 11-2.
12-7, 11-2, photocopy here for my numbers. I'm with 12 Till It's Over. Ran well in the Vobis Gold Race at 1,600 metres. Goes out to 2,400 metres, but being by Puissance de Lune and out of a Dylan Thomas mare, it shouldn't be too much of a problem making that step up sharply to the 2,400 metres. With no weight on her back, I think the way she went at Caulfield, she can be winning this and winning it impressively. On top of number 7, He Is. Runner-up behind Prince of Romany, Deep Strike, Sign Seal delivered. He's got placings around some good horses, which is a strong form line for this race. He'll get his chance again, but he's just won the 2 of 17. Then we go out to number 11, Nordic Prince. Was good in defeat there at Wangaratta. He was brave late. He comes up in grey, but to match that, he gets the weight relief and 2 kilos off with Logan McNeil's claim. And then slip into this was a good staying effort at Echuca last time out at benchmark 50. 8 level. 12, 7, 11 and 2 for both Harry and myself in race number 5. Race number 6 on the program, the second leg of the quaddy, is a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. 8 Field of Roses is the scratching. Exhilaration is the favourite here, $1.85. Irish Butterfly 4. San Fabrizio and Import first up for the Hawks team, $8. Don Dubbin at 10. $10 Muscle Brook, the Moonlight Gambler, an $18 chance. Harry, who will be tipping in race number 6?
I am going with that Hawks French Import, Sam Fabrizio. Quite liked what I've seen from him at the jump outs. He was a winner first up last prep in France. It was over the mile, though. Then contested stakes company. It was well held, but by no means disgraced. There are probably bigger things on the horizon for him. I just think at the price, he might be able to knock this off along the way. And I'm just taking on that favourite, Acceleration, who over-raced early as an odds-on pop second up. Was okay thereafter. Just the short odds, but concede he should go close if he sorts his manners. Irish Butterfly, I've lost on more times than I can count, so probably wins today when I'm not on. And Don Dubbin maps to get a fairly easy time up front or near enough to. could run a cheeky race at a bit of a price. 6521.
6521 from Harry. I'm 5261. I'm sticking with Acceleration. I think he's one of the better bets of the day. He won well fresh at 1400 metres, beating a handy one in O'Reilly McLuke, and really ran away from him on that occasion in benchmark 64 grade. Went to 70 and 1600 at Sandown last time out in a race that was just controlled from the front by Legend of Zorro, and he was out the back and didn't appreciate it at all, and just got a little bit tight at the back end of 16, hence the drop back to 14 where he's got a good record. I think he can be winning today. Beating number two, Irish Butterfly, who resumes. He's always thereabouts, and he's always thereabouts fresh. He jumped out well enough at Avoca last time out, but a horse that's won 3 of 11, he's given the impression throughout his career that he probably should have won more than he has. Six at San Fabrizio. First up, import for the Hawks team. He's been gelded since coming across. He ran in the Jockey Club Group 1 over there at Shanty before coming over. He was a winner first up over 1600 metres last time out. He did enough late in a Werribee jump out to suggest that he's not going to be too far off in a race of this calibre, and then Don Dubbin, he'll be up there on the speed, he'll be rolling along trying to hold them all off, but I think Acceleration will go past him late. 5-2-6-1 for mine in race number 6. Race number 7, this is a 58 over 1300 metres, 14 and 15 to the scratchings here. Graham Pope is the equal favourite with the Cisco Kid. Throughout the morning, the Cisco Kid has been the firm of 4.20 down to 3.30. 4.20 down to 3.30 as well for Graham Pope. So they top the market. Dominus 4.60, Sapiro at 12, Surin Beach 12, 14, Smoke and Salmon was the roughie that Dino gave. And in the time that that Dino's given it out, it was $26 in the last 20 minutes since we've been doing the preview, Harry. It's tumbled down to 14. So Dino followers playing up their quarter money yesterday with Smoke and Salmon number 10 here.
I think the form around Grand Pope is the right form, and it continues to stack up. The stable's absolutely flying at the moment, placing their horses really well. It does have a big weight, maps slightly awkwardly, but I just think with even luck, a nice ride by Reece McLeod, he can win. Dominus coming off a freshen, negates top weight with Alexandra Bryan, claiming 2 kilos. Car park draw means he probably goes back and will be finishing off. The Cisco's Kid found one better last start. There was a gap back to the rest. Maiden win prior was solid. And then number 8, Countess Tessa, at a big price for me, goes into the quaddy. A local hope that's third up, back in grade, and can be forward in the run. 3-1-6-8.
3-1-6-8 there from Harry in race number 7. I'm going with number 3 as well, Graham Pope. Freshened off the pack in a run behind Nightfire. It was a good chase there. He's had a tick over jump out at Werribee. Comes through the same jump out as San Fabrizio. He was strangled out the back there and wasn't asked to do a great deal. It was just a real fitness sort of jump out just to maintain. And he worked well there. He has been runner-up on a couple of occasions, but I think today might be the day for Graham Pope to go on and win. And beat number 6, the Cisco Kid, racing well, gets his chance here from a good draw, just found one better than him late at Wangaratta last time, but he was brave to the end. Dominus number 1 will appreciate the drop back to 58 off a midweek 64 race. He'll be back and looking to run on late. And then number 2, Sapiro, off a run at Cranbourne where she was able to cut the corner and grind home. She's going to be finishing it off towards the back end with Dominus, you would suspect. But 3 Grand Pope for mine, 3, 6, 1 and 2 in race number 7. Final event on the program. This is a benchmark 64. 1,000 metres is the distance here for the final event. Scratchings are 8 and 10. A few riders to check here. John Keating goes on to 14, the Rich Fisher. 15, Sand Hill is Neil Farley. 16, very Seamus Tatum Bull. Zorro's Dream is the favourite at $3. Diesel and Dust 6, Squamanza at 6.50, Alger 7, 7.50, Governor Landy, and Maluka is a $13 chance here, Harry.
I think it's a nice race for Zorro's Dream to not jump a double. He doesn't run a bad race, but it has to be mentioned he's been rolled as favourite 8 times, so the punters are not happy with him. There's a lot of speed on. I think he can park behind all that, finishing off over the top, hopefully from about midfield. So I'm with him, just not highly confident. Diesel and Dust, I'm not giving up on. Wasn't suited to the Flemington straight first up. Probably was a little bit disappointing at Cranbourne last start in a stronger race, but he's been freshened. Recent jump out was really good. Beautiful B, number 11, resumes off a trial win, always flies fresh. Bit of a tricky gate, that's a bit of a knock. And Squamanza, coming off a last start win in weaker grade, goes in as next best, 3-4, 11-9.
3-4, 11-9, trying to put the past out of my head with Zorro's Dream and just concentrate on his recent runs. And he was pretty good there at Bendigo, holding off Tremia, who was really trying hard to gun him down. He stuck his head out well at the back end of 1100 there, comes back to 1000. There's some nice speed around. If he's midfielder and hooking off their backs, he's going to be coming at some stage. Hopefully he can get over the top of them. And beat number five early, plea. If the rail out five, if it is playing towards on speed horses, he's effective at Swan Hill over the 975. Last little bit of 1,000 might be a little bit of a concern, but this is a much easier race than what he can test it first up. He'll be up on the speed and rolling along. Six Governor Landy, freshened, is consistent, yet to win at 1,000 metres, but really runs poorly at the trip, and if the speed is on, he'll be one charging over the top. And seven Maluka, likewise, has been closing off its races well of late from the back, will be running on again. 3, 5, 6, 7 for mine in the final event on the program. Harry, your best value quaddie and play of the day for the program at Bendigo, please.
I'll make my best race 7, number 3, Grand Pope. Stables in form. I think the horse just looks really well placed. Value, race 6, number 6, San Fabrizio. Quaddie, we'll go 4x4. So first leg 2, 7, 11, 12. Second leg 1, 2, 5, 6. Third leg 1, 3, 6, 8. Last leg 3, 4, 9, 11. And the play of the day, I'll have an all-up. Race 4, number 4, Prince of Helena into race 5, number 12, till it's over.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the program at Bendigo. My best, race 6, number 5, Exhilaration. I think back in trip, he'll be able to get back on his winning way. The value bet, race 4, number 2, the poor man's Abil. If he can get up on speed and get control of the race, he might run a bit of a cheeky one. For the quaddy, first leg 2, 7, 11 and 12. The second leg 2, 5 and 6. Leg 3, we're going to play a little bit wider in the last two legs. 1, 2, 3, 6 and throwing in 10 Smoke and Salmon with the support after Dino's push this morning. And then bring it home 3, 5, 6, 7 and 13. In the final league play of the day, I think we can get the early quaddie. Can start it off skinny. 3, Insurance with the favourite, 12 in the first leg. Wider in the next leg, 3, 5, 6, 8 and 9. Then 6, 7, 8, bring it home, 1, 2 and 4.